knew Dallas was special. Dallas's sister played the piano, and he often imitated her. By the time he was 4, he was playing with both hands, and when he started taking lessons, he progressed faster than anyone could believe. By 15, he was playing classical music and writing his own songs, and winning numerous talent contests in and around Indianapolis. Alicia encouraged Dallas to develop his talent, but she also wanted him to stay grounded in his Christian faith. When he began playing keyboards for several local church choirs, it seemed the ideal way for him to do both. After a while, however, Alicia began to worry about Dallas. She knew he was paid well for his playing, but he seemed to have too much money at times. Where was he getting it? The answer, she later found out, was through gambling. The gambling started in elementary school when the older kids taught him how to play a game called Tunk. Soon the penny ante card games gave way to dice. Craps was easy for Dallas, and he could turn $50 he received from playing at a wedding into $150 or $200 in what seemed like minutes. On top of that, gambling was fun, a real adrenaline rush when things were going well. Of course, he didn't always win, but he always made up those occasional losses the next time. And the winning made a lot of good things happen. He could help his mother pay the bills and buy some nice things for his sisters.